Okay, it's September 25, and it's Days of Power. It started last night around 11 o'clock, but of course I go to bed at 8 o'clock or so, so I didn't record it last night. As I wrote in today's article, motivation, ambition, and willpower, the Days of Power works most effectively for people who have motivation, who have a self, who have a potential self, who have some semblance of inner spirit, inner motivation. It's hard to tell about yourself, so you can download the energy with me or with the recording. But to the degree that you have inner spirit alive and awake, to the same degree, it will work for you. So there's another thing that we are going to experiment with on this call, and that is to put yourself into the physical position of the avatar state. The word avatar is not how normal people use it. I got the word avatar from the Nickelodeon Avatar series, where an avatar is someone who has access to all four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And they need to get into the avatar state to be at full power. They can use them at any point, but to use them all at the same time and really be in the state of avatar, they need to get into the avatar state. So I based my wording on that, not high vibration person, not high consciousness person, not any of that, because I don't know if an avatar is really that, okay? In my world, an avatar is someone who has access to all their power in the avatar state. An avatar isn't in the avatar state for long or all the time. You need to enter the avatar state, and then you have access to all your power. So I get into the avatar state just like you when I have the audio playing, or I do the same 30-minute process that led to the discovery of the avatar state, and stick out my chest, okay? So I need to do what you need to do. I have access to more power, but that's the only difference, okay? I don't live in the avatar state. I live on the vertical plane, but not in the avatar state, okay? So with that said, to the degree that you have power and inner motivation is one of the measures, to the degree that you have that, to the degree you have access to power. One of the benefits that I saw while I was writing this article is you have access to your inner motivation. And most people's inner motivation is dead, or at least playing possum. They got buried as a result of learned helplessness. They were taught by the world that they are not good enough, and their dream, the activity that they most like to do, is worthless. Your parents or perfectionism is one of the main culprits, okay? I have a a client or two who are perfectionists, and that's why their inner motivation isn't guiding their life fully. Okay? All right. So I am going to access the power, and I'm going to stick out my own chest, and I'm going to experience what's the difference, and I request that you stick out your chest too. How do you stick out your chest? You drop your head backwards, bending by the neck, and that raises your chest. So you need to concentrate not on your chest, but on your head and neck, okay? If you just drop your head back, of course, nothing will happen. So on some level, you consider a pivoting point around the bottom of your neck, which means when the head moves back, the chest moves forward, which means a pivoting point means that there is a lever. There is a rod between the two points, the chest and the head. So if you just drop the head back, nothing different will happen. You just get a sore neck, most likely. The whole thing is not very long, maybe 5-6 minutes, and you can do it, okay? Even I, with several neck injuries, I can do it. All right, so you sit straight in a straight chair. I pull forward, okay? So I don't lean back. I don't use the backrest. I just sit straight. Why do I sit straight? So that I can actually drop the head and lift the chest. You can really not do it if you use the backrest. It prevents you. And the second is that I don't block the energy anywhere. Anywhere where you are slouching, anywhere where you hold tension, you're blocking the energy. And you are not blocking the energy for that point. You are blocking the energy, period. Okay? All right. So you sit straight, eyes closed. Watch your breath. Don't try to force it. It is going to calm down as we are doing this. You need to look for tense or tensed spots where you hold tension and consciously release. Your jaw, your forehead, your nose, your cheek, your chin, your throat. My throat was tight, fear, okay? And then I will loosen my shoulders, my arms, my hand, my chest. My chest is afraid, so I let it go. My belly, my butt, my thighs, my calves, and my foot. My foot are flat on the floor. All right, so I am ready. You can stop the recording here when you listen to it and get completely to the position where you hold no tension. It's a great little meditation if you can do it. All right? All right. So the next step, I am going to move myself to the tangerine spot. This is what you consider yourself, not your real self. Your real self doesn't sit where you think it is. Most people think it is in their mind, which is in the head. I am not an exception. So I physically experience self there, but really the self and the soul, sitting on the seat of the soul, just under the left clavicle, i.e. shoulder, above the heart, okay? But that's not where I feel myself. I feel myself on my head. So I'm going to move that self gently and slowly, not drop it, okay? There is nothing instant, nothing jumping in reality. So if you are dropping it, you are using your imagination, which means you are not present, you are in your mind, you are using your imagination. Imagination means mind. So I'm dropping it, and it's at my chin, and it's the throat, chest, solar plexus, stomach, and knead it gently just under my navel, and I place my hand against it, against my belly. It doesn't matter if you have a big belly or a fat belly. Energy doesn't find your body and your fat as an obstacle. Okay? And we are going to wait here until the physical chi, i.e. the energy that is in your palm, connects to the self. How you are going to know that it's connected? It's going to pulse back and forth, a conversation of energy. I already feel it. It may take you a lot longer, okay? So as I am going up to be able to download the energy, you just continue waiting to create that pulse. Not create, like notice, okay? You can't create it. It doesn't respond to will. Okay, so I am going to put my attention and take myself to capital S, self, to the tangerine spot, and that's connection level one. Then I'm going to lift it a foot, and then three more feet, and then I am at the level from where I can climb. I'm climbing like climbing a rope or pole. It's more like a pole, okay? And it's a narrow confined space like a chimney. Okay, and the way I climb is I pull myself up with my hands and arms, and then push myself up with my legs wrapped around the pole. Okay, so I am pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing. And I'd rather keep my attention on doing the work instead of losing my breath. So I'm going to climbing. Even that needs too much breath. And climbing. And on. It's better. And on. And on. And on. And on. And more. And climbing, and climbing, it feels taller and higher today, and more, okay, I'm getting closer, and more, it's getting hot, more, and more, okay, I am there, and I am going to pull myself up and sit on the edge, on the top of this chimney-like thing, and I'm going to wait for Source to find me. The other name for Source is Light, the Light, with capital L. When I say find me, I mean getting in touch with me. I need to be completely relaxed and receptive in a humble state. If I have the thought, I've been here, I've done that, it is not going to connect. So I need to bring beginner's mind. And I manage that. And here's the light. Alright, so this is when you drop your head back and allow your chest to rise. Not lift your chest. Allow the chest to rise. Okay? Alright, so there's a problem with this. The broken neck seems to block the energy. All right, so I'm going to do some correction here. Maybe just lift the chest. Or maybe lean back. Okay, leaning back, straight neck. Doesn't block the light and also lifts the chest. If you don't like that I'm experimenting it publicly, hey, you have bigger fish to fry than that. All right, so the light is coming gently. It feels ice cold. Interesting. See if, and it comes drip, drip, as if it came from an ice block. Huh. I'm holding my breath, let go. Oh, good. That's what was the problem. I was trying to multitask. Okay, now it's warm, and it's gentle, and it is kind of not like a shower. It's more like a... I can't tell the individual drips or drops. It is more like a warm... how do you call that? Waterfall. Yeah, and it's coming down, and it's coming down, and it's nice. It's washing my whole body, front and back, my head as well. And I'm going to watch when my vessel will be full. Now, the vessel. The vessel is that stores and make this energy available for the next 2 weeks until the next day of power. And it's going to help you get in touch with that lost, dimmed motivation that will guide you to do what you are born to do. And if you don't find anything after a long, long time, you may not have anything that you would like to do. That you may not have. You may be part of the 40% who has no self, no motivation. It doesn't mean you can't use the energy, but you won't use the energy for that. Okay, it's coming down, it's coming down, and my vessel has grown in the past 2 weeks tremendously. So it's now almost like a bucket. It's taking longer to fill up. My chest is still up. My whole body from the waist is leaning backwards. Not like an athlete or a gymnast, just a little bit. Just enough to indicate that I want to connect with my spirit. Okay, it's getting full. Alright, wow, it's actually heavy. A bucket full of light. Okay, so mine is full. Now, yours probably, depending on the size of your vessel, is either full or not full yet. You can do this download several times till tonight at around 11 o'clock. Okay? The sky is open for about 24 hours. The timing is in your time zone. So in, let's say, Singapore or China, you still have 3 hours. But here, I still have 15 hours, okay? Or 12 and 2, 11 hours. My adding capability. Okay, so I'm going to come down, slide down on the pole slowly so that I don't get a shock. So I slow down the sliding with my hand and with my feet. okay, I'm done. All right. So what I'd like you to do is to do this as many times as you can, and then if you feel generous, then you can give me feedback. What was the experience, how it was different, and did you see anything about your soul's purpose, about the motivation, about what would allow the spirit to fly, okay? Email me, okay? All right, thank you. I am going to close this recording and see you in 14 days, unless you come to the webinar on Wednesday. In that case, you will see me tomorrow. All right, thank you. Bye.